Once again, we bring you the romance of Helen Trent, who sets out to prove for herself what so many women long to prove, that because a woman is 35 or more, romance in life need not be over, that romance can live in life at 35 and after. Lovely Helen Trent is fighting to save the man she loves, handsome Gil Whitney, from a trap set by red-haired Faye Granville, a scheming adventuress who's determined to marry Gil for his money and position. Faye has already announced her engagement to Gil, and as we heard her say to her brother, Darcy,
Gil can't get out of it now, Darcy. He's been very foolish. He took me out, even kissed me. And I have a witness to the fact he asked me to marry him.
Who?
You, Darcy, my dear brother. You'd testify, wouldn't you? Of course you would. No. Gil can't get out of this engagement now without being dragged through a scandal he'll never live down.
Say, do you think Helen Trent is going to stand still while you grab Gil Whitney?
Helen Trent can't do a thing to stop me. If she tries, she'll be sorry. Everything's going our way now, Darcy. Everything.
But now Helen Trent has found a clue to Faye's evil hidden past. The name of a man, Carlton Fletcher, whom Faye once knew in Silver City. And Helen has persuaded multimillionaire Brett Chapman to fly her in his private plane to Nevada in the hope of finding Carlton Fletcher. Now it's nearly noon of the day of Helen's takeoff for Nevada. We find Faye Granville in Hollywood in a lavish emerald green velvet housecoat in her mirrored bedroom. This moment, Faye is talking to her brother, Darcy.
What do you mean, Darcy?
Look, sister dear, you're in trouble. Do you know where Helen Trent is today?
No.
She left at dawn in that millionaire Chapman guy's private plane.
Helen Trent did? Is she eloping with Brett Chapman? Oh, Darcy, that would solve everything.
Don't you wish it, Faye? You told me to watch Helen. Last night I saw every light in her house out at 9. I figured she was turning in for an early start somewhere. So this a.m. early, I moseyed over there. I saw Helen come out of her house, get in her car, and I followed her to the airport.
That's wonderful. Then she's given up trying to get Whitney back.
I figured so until I wandered over to the hangar and got to talking to the boys. Helen's going to Nevada, Faye.
Nevada? Are you sure?
Silver City, Nevada. The mechanic let it drop.
Silver City? What is Helen going there for?
That's what I'm wondering, Faye. Seeing is how you once spent a little time there and met up with a guy named Carlton Fletcher. Remember?
It's coincidence. That's all it is. Helen Trent couldn't possibly know anything about Carlton Fletcher.
And then again, she could. Helen spent quite a little time here the night of your party looking around, Faye.
Darcy, it isn't possible. It just isn't possible. Maybe Helen is going to Silver City, but it doesn't mean anything.
And maybe not, Faye. On the other hand, if Helen should just happen to bump into Carlton Fletcher...
How could she?
That's a good question. Carlton used to be big potatoes out there. 10,000-acre ranch and all. You cleaned him out, Faye. So how would he get into society circles and meet a dame like Helen Trent?
Darcy, stop talking. I've got to think. I know Helen Trent's trip to Silver City is just a coincidence, but it...
But you can't afford to take a chance, Faye.
I'm not going to take a chance. I'm going to burst Helen's little balloon before she even gets started.
How?
I'm going to see Gil Whitney.
Meanwhile, on a lonely ranch land in northern Nevada, we find Helen Trent at this moment with Brett Chapman. In a distant field is Brett's plane, shining in the sun. Confronting Brett and Helen is a tired-looking gray-haired woman, anger stamped on her roughened features that once may have had beauty. She's saying,
and you two might as well understand, we don't want strangers hanging around here.
But this ranch belongs to a friend of mine. He told me to use his landing field and borrow a car if I need it to drive up to Silver City.
Maybe this ranch does belong to a friend of yours. But you came here snooping. I can see it in your faces.
Please, Mrs. Fletcher. You are Mrs. Fletcher.
Adele Fletcher. That's my name.
Well, I'm Helen Trent, and this is my friend Brett Chapman. Maybe you would call it snooping, but I don't. I've come to find someone. I've come for help. And I think, Mrs. Fletcher, you're just the person who can help me.
Me? Help the likes of you? How?
You see, I've come all the way from Los Angeles to find someone here in Silver City named Fletcher. Carlton Fletcher.
My husband.
Yes. See, I didn't think we'd find him here on a ranch we were going on to Silver City.
I assure you, Mrs. Fletcher, I had no idea. I knew my friend bought this ranch a couple of years ago.
Bought it? Practically grabbed it. It was my husband's ranch. Carlton put his life's blood into this place. Big Rock Ranch. Finest in this part of the state. Then he had trouble. He had to sell it. It kind of went to pieces. Couldn't bear to leave it, and the fellow who owns it now got it cheap. Let Carlton stay on, sort of caretaker, you might say. But Carlton isn't well. I do most of the work. Work like a peasant in my own house. The house that used to be mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then the likes of you show up. Pretty folks with your smart talk, your stylish clothes, snooping. Well, it was city folks like you, a woman and a man, who brought ruin to me and my husband. And I'm not aiming to let you take one step nearer to us.
Why, I understand, Mrs. Fletcher. I had hoped you might help us, but if you won't, we won't trouble you. Brett, shall we go?
Go, Helen? Why,
I'd rather leave. I don't want to upset Mrs. Fletcher anymore.
Look, baby, we've flown over 1,000 miles to get to this godforsaken spot. The guy you want to see is over there in that house. You're not even going to see him?
No, Brett, we're not. Thank you, Mrs. Fletcher. I'm sorry we bothered you.
I'm sorry, too. You do look different from that other woman, miss, but we're not having truck with strangers nohow.
Of course not. Come on, Brett. Come on.
I don't get it, Helen.
Has he gone back to the house?
Yeah. But what's the idea? The guy Carlton Fletcher's in there somewhere. The ranch belongs to a friend of mine. If you want to talk to Fletcher, go in.
Not that way, Brett. Not by order.
Okay. Well, baby, I've enjoyed the flight. We better get going on to civilization. Carson's got a field. We can get gas.
You go on to Carson, Brett.
What? Me? And leave you?
Don't you see it all, Brett? Carlton Fletcher is the man Faye Granville knew, and from everything Mrs. Fletcher said, it was Faye and her brother Darcy who ruined those two people. I'm sure of it. That's why Mrs. Fletcher is so suspicious, so hateful of strangers. But I think maybe, alone, I could talk to her and her husband. She seemed just a little warmer when I said we were leaving. If I go back to the house alone...
Helen, you expect me to fly off and leave you with that half-mad woman? Heaven knows what her husband's like.
Yes, Brett, please leave me here. There must be a phone in the house. You fly on to Carson. I'll call you there.
Look, Helen, I've got some rights in there, too. I'm not just a taxi driver on this trip. I'm a guy you once were going to marry. And I'm still mad about you. For 3 hours, I've been sitting in that plane so near to you, I'd go crazy. Never a tumble. Now I'm supposed to drop you like cab fare. Hear you say thank you. Well, I'm not.
Brett, let go of my arm.
I've been waiting for some time for this, Helen. A chance to be entirely alone with you.
Brett.
You knew this is why I flew you up here. To have some time by ourselves, take you in my arms, kiss you, Helen. You know it's what I want. I'm mad for you, Helen.
Brett, stop it. I came to you as a friend.
There's no such thing between a man and a woman. Forget Whitney, Helen. I'll give you the world.
Don't let me go. Brett.
No, not now, Helen. I'm going to put fire into that beautiful marble you're made of. I'm going to...
Brett!
Miss, Miss Trent.
Yes, Mrs. Fletcher. Brett, let me go. Brett!
Miss Trent.
Yes, Mrs. Fletcher.
Gee, I'm glad I found you, Miss Trent. I figured I lost my manners a little back there. I used to know how to welcome folks who came to see us. I reckon I've forgotten with all our trouble. My husband, Mr. Fletcher, and I would be right glad to welcome you to Big Rock Ranch.
While Eva evil, scheming Fay Granville plans a hasty marriage to Gil Whitney, the man Helen Trent loves, Helen at last is about to meet the man whom Fay Granville and her brother ruined, Carlton Fletcher, in Silver City, Nevada. Standing at the door of the big ranch house, Helen says to Mrs. Fletcher,
Mrs. Fletcher, you're quite sure your husband Carlton is willing to see me?
I'm not saying if he'll talk to me, Mrs. Trent. He won't talk much to anybody anymore. But if you don't mind...
I appreciate his seeing me, Mrs. Fletcher.
He was a fine man, Mrs. Trent. A fine man. But you might have to forgive him a little now.
You won't want to miss the next dramatic chapter in the romance of Helen Trent at the same time tomorrow. This is Field and Tarrington saying goodbye for the sponsors of Helen Trent.